More settlement building is underway as Israel approved the construction of an additional 24 housing units near the ultra-Orthodox center Beit Arot Yeshiva in occupied East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Palestinians say this is a plot to drive Palestinians out of their neighborhoods in order to Judaize historical Palestine.
The aim of settlement expansion in East Jerusalem is to strengthen the settlers' presence in Jerusalem Al-Quds. The goal of the demographic change is for Israel to gain points when they go into negotiations about Jerusalem Al-Quds in the future.
The construction began on 24 apartments in three separate buildings in a smaller settlement near a religious school. According to the municipality's website, these units are designed for married students. The Jewish religious school is a source of friction with local Palestinians as it is funded by an American Jewish activist, Irving Moskowitz, who supports settlement expansion inside Arab neighborhoods in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
It seems that they are trying to do the final steps in East Jerusalem, Judaizing East Jerusalem, increasing the settlements all over.
The new settlement construction lies in the Mount of Olives surrounding several Arab neighborhoods and is directly across from the old city of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Settlement construction continues despite Palestinian and international criticism of Israeli settlements in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, which the Palestinians want as the capital of their future state. A new plan for three large residential towers with a total of 130 units in Gilo has passed the first stage of approvals from the Interior Ministry's Jerusalem District Planning and Building Committee. Since the end of the 10-month partial freeze on settlements in September, Israel has approved many projects in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, including 625 units in Pisgat Ze'ev, 1,015 units in Har Homa, and 320 units in Ramot.
This is an answer to the American failure to put pressure on Israel to stop all illegal settlement construction. This is a message to the United Nations and the international community that Israel does not care about any American efforts or pressure to stop illegal settlements.
And as talks between the Palestinians and the Israelis remain at a dead end due to the core issue of settlement construction, Arab leaders have said they will not support further talks until the United States comes up with a serious proposal. The leaders also stressed that they will seek a UN Security Council resolution against settlement building. Rena Kamal, Press TV, Al-Quds.